What must I do?
Cry my pardon. Cry
pardon!
And now these others, for you've insulted them as well, so you have.
Sirs, I cry, doctor.
The red-haired nurse broke in. Her speaking voice was thick but understandable. She was still bent between Mia's legs.
The baby's crowning.
Sir let go of Scowther's arm.
Go on, Dr. Scowther, do your duty. Deliver the child.
Sir bent forward and stroked Mia's cheek with extraordinary solicitude.
Be of good cheer and good hope, Lady Sai, he said. Some of your dreams may yet come true.
She looked up at him with a tired gratitude that wrung Susanna's heart.
Don't believe him. His lies are endless.
She tried to send, but for the nonce, their contact was broken. She was tossed like a sack of grain onto the bed which had been pushed next to Mia's. She was unable to struggle, as one of the hoods was fitted over her head. Another labor pain had gripped her, and once again the two women shrieked together. Susanna could hear Sayre and the others murmuring. From below and behind them, she could also hear the unpleasant clittering of the bugs. Inside the helmet, round metal protuberances pressed against her temples, almost hard enough to hurt. Suddenly, a pleasant female voice said,
Welcome to the world of North Central Positronics, part of the Sombra group. Sombra, where progress never stops. Stand by for uplink.
A loud humming began. At first it was in Susanna's ears, but then she could feel it boring in on both sides. She visualized a pair of glowing bullets moving toward each other. Dimly, as if from the other side of the room instead of right next to her, she heard Mia scream,
Oh no, don't! That hurts!
The left hum and the right hum joined in the center of Susanna's brain, creating a piercing telepathic tone that would destroy her ability to think if it kept up for long. It was excruciating, but she kept her lips shut tight. She would not scream, let them see the tears oozing out from beneath her closed lids, but she was a gunslinger, and they would not make her scream. After what seemed an eternity, the hum cut out. Susanna had a moment or two in which to enjoy the blessed silence in her head, and then the next labor pain struck, this one very low down in her belly and with the force of a typhoon. With this pain, she did allow herself to scream, because it was different somehow. To scream with the babies coming was an honor. She turned her head and saw a similar steel hood had been fitted over Mia's sweaty black hair. The segmented steel hoses from the two helmets were connected in the middle. These were the gadgets they used on the stolen twins, but now they were being put to some other purpose. What? Sayre leaned down to her, close enough so she could smell his cologne. Susanna thought it was English leather.
To accomplish the final labor and actually push the baby out, we need this physical link, he said. Bringing you here to Fedic was absolutely vital.
He patted her shoulder.
Good luck. It won't be long now.
He smiled at her winsomely. The mask he wore wrinkled upward, revealing some of the red horror which lay beneath.
Then we can kill you.
The smile broadened.
And eat you, of course. Nothing goes to waste at the Dixie Pig, not even such an arrogant bitch as yourself.
Before Susanna could reply, the female voice in her head spoke again.
Please speak your name slowly and distinctly.
Fuck you,
Susanna snarled back.
Fuck you does not register as a valid name for a non-Asian, said the pleasant female voice. We detect hostility and apologize in advance for the following procedure.
For a moment there was nothing, and then Susanna's mind lit up with pain beyond anything she had ever been called upon to endure. More than she had suspected could exist. Yet her lips remained closed as it raved through her. She thought of the song and heard it true even through the thunder of the pain.
I am a maid of constant sorrow. I've seen trials all my days.
At last the thunder ceased.
Please speak your name slowly and distinctly, said the pleasant female voice in the middle of her head, or this procedure will be intensified by a factor of 10.
No need of that. Susanna sent the female voice. I'm convinced. Susanna, she said. Susanna.